Welcome to the Master Your Health podcast, your top resource for all things health, nutrition, and fitness. My name's Amanda Rocchio, best known for my meal prep and nutrition content. And today I'm here with my co-host, the research junkie between the two of us, and my husband, Chris Rocchio.
Hello, everyone. And real quick, let's read a review from one of our listeners. This is from X Huchabella, and it's titled For Reals. 5 stars. Here we go. Ever since I found Amanda and Chris on IG, I fell in love with how knowledgeable they both are. Now I get to hear them while I drive to work or I'm at the gym for more great healthy tips slash lifestyle. Listen, listen, listen. And yes, listen to her. She has great advice.
Absolutely. If you guys could take a moment, pause the podcast, leave us a review, it'd mean so much to Chris and I, and we'll be right here with all our juicy information. You can pop right back in.
Yes, absolutely.
So this is our first podcast in the new year. So we're wishing you a happy 2021, sending you all the good vibes, the good juju, because I'm sure we all need it a little bit. 2020 was a wild ride. But either way, I hope you found some silver lining in 2020. I know Chris and I did. We got to spend a lot more time together. Mm-hmm. We had a little bit less plans, which, you know, there's a little less networking, which makes it harder to bring on guests and obviously meet up with people. But at the same time, I did get a lot of quality time with my husband, so I'm thankful for that. Mm-hmm. And we also invested a lot of more money in home equipment gear, which I'm also thankful for. We got the squat rack now.
Oh, yeah.
It's like fitting into our small patio, but it's definitely worth it.
Yeah, it's a game changer.
So I hope you found a little bit of fun last year, and let's bring on the new year with some good luck and good fortune. Today's episode is all about how to set intentions and resolutions for 2021 that actually stick. I know a lot of us like to use this time to reflect on the past year and really set new goals for 2021, which is great. I think starting the year off strong, starting the year off with a new mindset is a great way to approach the new year. But we want to give you some tips for how to actually help these goals stick and not just be a 10-day, 30-day thing that you forget about later on and just move on with your life. And you're going to be like, what did I set in 2021? I don't remember.
Yeah. One of the main things is making sure you set yourself up for success. So that's not making too many goals, not making like generic unspecified goals, and not having a plan. And just so you know, like one thing about not having a goal or not specifying a specific desired end is actually kind of a way to, you know, psychologically speaking, to kind of cheat away from failure.
Right.
Because if you don't set a specific guideline for success or failure, you never actually have to fail. But the whole thing is that you never really actually push yourself to achieve that. You know, I mean, now some people are just naturally, you know, let's just say you're a naturally driven person. So whatever you set your mind out to do, you follow through and you do it. But some of us need a little bit more motivation internally to do those things. And I know I've been guilty of it before in the past, where having kind of an unspecified goal in terms of my professional life kind of blocked me from having a 5-year plan of action towards where I wanted to be. I was kind of floating, and it was the nature of my job too, because it was a freelance job. So everything was kind of like, you didn't know where your next work was coming from. And so it was kind of tough to plan that way, and planning that way actually gave you more anxiety. And so in order to save myself that anxiety, I just didn't think about it. But that's not a plan. That's not going to help me achieve anything. That's just me improvising and me making it work. And it just so happened to have worked out. But I know that as soon as I started specifying some things and setting where I want to be by the end of the year, by, you know, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10-year plans, and they don't even have to be that long in the future. I'm just giving you an example of just what I went through, and just really making sure you don't fall into that trap of the unspecified goal and unspecified plan.
That's such a great point about the psychology behind not specifying. And then also to add to that, an example of also just setting way too many goals and very generic ones would be like, I want to eat better, work out right, sleep better, meditate more, and spend more time with my partner. Like, that's a lot at once. And not that you can't improve, you know, more than one area at once, but really think about, you know, what are the main areas you want to improve. And again, it can be more than one, but make sure you have time in your day and your week. That's why writing out the plan will be so important, because then you will see, you know, maybe what areas you need to cut back on, like time-wise, social media, maybe TV, so you can have more time with your partner, or more time to, you know, set up your routine. and if it's actually possible to achieve maybe two of those goals at the same time, which it may very well be, but just get very specific and don't try to do too much.
Yeah. And you can kind of even do more of like goals within categories. Like I want to have main goal in my professional life, one main goal in my spiritual, one main goal to fix my physical, and then another one for my mental health, you know, things like that. It doesn't have to be that. I'm just throwing out another example, but it's just, you don't have to have too many things piled on like, oh, I want to have 5 fitness goals or whatever. Cause you know, there's the phrase like, you only have one ass, you can't sit on 2 horses, you know? So it's kind of like that. You don't want to overload yourself. You want to make sure that you have, it's kind of like what we said with the habits podcast a few weeks ago, or maybe it was a month ago or something like that. But you never want to try to implement too many new things at once. Make sure that you are doing one thing properly and then add the other thing, or else it could all just come crashing down and you could just say, screw it. I'm done with this. This is too difficult, right? It's too much of an overhaul of your overall lifestyle.
So first, we're going to line out a few tips, which we've kind of already hinted at in the beginning, but really just start off the episode with about a few tips on how to set up your goals for success. And then we're going to share our resolutions, how we're, you know, what's our action plan and how we're achieving those goals. And you guys can hold us to it too.
All right. So we already said number one, which is focus on one or two goals at a time. And really making sure that you're not trying to change too many things at once, you know, and you set yourself up for that long-term success.
Number two would be to set specific and reachable goals. So be very specific with your goals, but also reasonably achievable. So you can reach some, but, you know, by the end of the year, becoming a millionaire, maybe that's not such a goal for the first year. Maybe it's better to become, you know, make 100 grand, make 200 grand, you know, make a quarter of a million that year. So make sure to set reasonably achievable goals for you that are maybe like a slight reach, but not shooting for the stars.
Right. And also you don't have to immediately flip the script. And let's just say you want to eat less of one thing and more of the other, right? It doesn't mean you have to completely wipe out one thing and replace it with the other. It's just every week, eat less of this and eat a little bit more of this, right? Or I want to do a little bit more activity in my day. So I'm going to start off, I just want to walk for 5 minutes. You know, sometimes you try to tell yourself you want to work out for an hour a day and you talk yourself out of it because you don't have time or whatever. But okay, well, I want to start with 10 minutes. Can I move for 10 minutes? Can I set that aside? What about 15 the next day? What about 20? It's kind of like immersion therapy in psychology. You know, I don't know if you're familiar with that. We don't have to get into it, but it's just slowly easing yourself into it and giving yourself an achievable goal for that day. And it doesn't have to be where you want to be at the end of the year. Let's just say, like I said, let's just say you want to work your way up to having an hour worth of movement or physical activity a day. Well, as long as you get there eventually, and as long as you're making progress towards that, then your system is intact and it's a successful system, right? And an unsuccessful plan would be a rigid one, to where it'd be all or nothing. Like if you can't get your 1 hour movement a day, then you're not going to do it at all. So when she's talking about reachable goals, the incremental approach is part of that.
Absolutely. And like Chris said, I like the way he kind of broke it down by, you know, maybe month. If your goal by the end of the year is to work out an hour a day, well then month one, you can start with 5 to 10 minutes a day. Month two, you work up to 15 to 20 minutes of exercise a day and keep going until by the end of the year, maybe you've even surpassed your goal, which is phenomenal.
Yeah. And that actually brings us to point number three, which is writing out an action plan. And this could actually be part of it, you know, whether you want to go the incremental approach or whether you actually have a way to implement this new plan and do the full, let's just say, keeping with this example, doing the full 1 hour within your current schedule, but making sure that the plan is, oh, I'm not going to do it. Oh, I'm just going to see when I feel like doing it in the middle of the day. No, you set yourself a time of the day that you want to do it. You set yourself the amount of days per week. Like I'm going to do this Monday, Wednesday, and Friday this week. So set a plan and keep yourself accountable to it.
The thing that's great about setting new goals is take advantage of that extra motivation and energy you have at the beginning of the year. So right now would be a great time to reorganize your pantry and fridge if your goal is around nutrition, or reorganize your house and get some gym equipment if your goal is around exercise, or hire some people to help you, or invest in some kind of program. Take advantage of that extra energy to do more of the one-time setup that might take more work. So your environment is set up for better success. And then also write out the action plan for what you're doing on a daily, weekly basis. And like Chris said, maybe even schedule it in your calendar, you know, write a little post-it note. So those are all things you could take advantage of right now, because you probably have that woohoo, that little pizzazz that's got you going.
Right. And the same thing applies to the nutrition, like is making sure that, you know, you have a plan when you go to the grocery store, you have a plan what you're going to do when you come home. And so you don't have to meal prep all of your meals, but just say lunch is your problem meal. So it's like, I want to make sure that I am meal prepping my lunches for the day, so I'm not just flying by the seat of my pants when I'm trying to scramble for lunch during my 1 hour work break, lunch break. So, you know, that entails like writing out your grocery list and meal prepping, you know, once or twice a week just for your lunches for the rest of the week. And it could be very small. You don't have to spend hours and hours in the kitchen. Sometimes you can get your lunches done in a matter of 45 minutes for the week. And so it's very quick. And sometimes I'll just throw on a podcast and go in the kitchen, and I can double up and do other things at the same time and entertain myself. Sometimes I'll just like marathon some Seinfeld while I'm meal prepping in the kitchen or something like that. So you don't have to, it doesn't have to be a huge overhaul. It can just be, like we said before, an incremental plan, but just make sure that there is a specified plan.
Absolutely. And like we've said on previous habit podcasts, for most people, overhauling everything will not work. There are exceptions where that works for some people, but for the most part, you're going to want to make smaller incremental changes.
Yeah, just to add to that, you know, studies show that people who write down their action plan and their goals have an 80% higher success rate for achieving them. So
yeah, that was really interesting when I read that about, like, obviously you think, okay, I think about my goal, you know, it's very top of my mind, but just literally writing it pen to paper can make a huge difference.
Yeah, and on top of that, writing down the benefits of working towards those goals and achieving those goals, it's kind of like when you write out a pros and cons list for a specific major decision. You know, that's kind of an affirmation to you of why you're doing this. You remind yourself daily, weekly, you know, monthly, whatever you need to do, of why you decided to do this and what is the end result.
Absolutely. And some questions to ask yourselves when writing down your why tied to your goals is, how will these changes positively impact your life? And what are the negative impacts of not achieving these goals or putting these new habits into action? Those two are great questions to answer and really hold yourself accountable and really tie in the emotions, you know, the feelings behind your goals, and not just, I want to achieve this because it sounds nice or it's, you know, a little bit frivolous or superficial. Like really, really get in there, really get deeper.
Right. So next one we have is tell a friend or share your goal with a partner, you know, your spouse, your girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever, just something to keep you more accountable. You can shout it out on social media and be like, hey, followers, keep me accountable, because if you see me slipping, then call me out. Right? This is your invitation to call me out and give me shit. So any accountability that you can possibly assign and be positive, but also keep you disciplined the way, in the same manner that you ask them. Obviously, if they're, you know, it kind of depends on the individual and the person that you're asking, and you have to actually have somebody that you trust. Like say, for instance, you have, let's just say you have a party friend who is very impulsive. That's not going to be the person that you want to be your accountability buddy. You know, you want to have
accountability buddy. I feel like you're making up a word. I love it. I like
it's from South Park.
Smart.
Yeah. It's so yeah, it's just make sure that, I mean, personally, I always like to use Amanda as my reference, because it's like, it's because she's better than me about about most discipline aspects of life. And so other than like working out, like, but yeah, as far as like sleeping, her eating, all these other things, she's just more disciplined than me with her work ethic, all these things. So I know asking her to hold me accountable, she's the best person I can have in my social circle, right? So essentially try to find somebody that's more aligned with your desired outcome than less so, because those aren't going to be the people that are going to keep you straight.
Yeah, that's a great tip. I mean, if anything, if someone's not in that space, they might try to bring you down. So look out for that if they're not on the same path as you.
Oftentimes they'll try to tempt you into your older ways, right? Because there's a lot of things. I actually used to experience this a lot with my friends who liked to party, whether they were drinking or some of them who were into hard drugs, is that like, you know, with the hard drugs, and I'd be around them drinking and stuff like that, and they would invite me to join. I'm like, no, I'm cool. And for some reason, they couldn't quite let loose and have enough time, have enough fun for themselves without asking me every 5 minutes. Even though I said, hey, guys, I'm not judging you. You're good. Like, it's fine. There was just something in their head that made them want to keep asking me and want me to do it so they felt better about it. I don't know. Like, I couldn't understand the justification why I was like, you guys, you paid for those drugs. I don't want to take any more of them because I don't want them. Like, you want them. You obviously have a value to them, or else you wouldn't have paid for them. Like, why are you trying to get me to do it when you're going to be scrambling for more of it at 3 a.m. anyway, you know?
Oh my goodness.
So like,
there's some psychology behind that,
right?
For sure.
And so same thing with alcohol. When I stopped drinking alcohol, but I would still go out with my friends to bars, I realized that my friends would constantly ask me if I wanted them to buy me a drink. And I was like, no. And I was thinking, I was like, even if I wanted to drink, I'd be great, because all I have to do is just hold out for the first half hour. My friends would be buying me drinks because they don't like the fact that I'm sitting here not drinking. You know, there's a guilt aspect in that. And so they're like, they feel like they can have permission, so to speak, to drink more if I'm drinking with them.
You know? My trick for that is to either nurse a drink all night or get a fake non-alcoholic drink. Even though I feel like you shouldn't have to do that and your friends should respect your boundaries more, it helps.
No, I just like gloating over them and being like, nah, guys, I'm just, you know, you guys need to get on my level. I'm just playing.
Next on our list is to celebrate the small wins and don't beat yourself up for not being perfect. Here's the thing. The path to success is not a straight line. You know, it's a little bit up and down. But really what's important is, even when you fall on track, is to get back on track as quickly as possible. Like we've said on some of our habit podcasts, if you miss a day, like rarely ever miss 2 days in a row if you can. And if you miss 2 days in a row, get back on track after that, because 2 days off is not nearly as bad as a week or a month off, right? And you can always get back on track, you know, even if you feel like you're pretty far off the rails. Again, don't beat yourself up. It doesn't do anything. Really holding yourself accountable and maybe finding new ways to achieve the goal if what you're doing isn't working for you, because there should be some success. And celebrate the small wins, you know, whether that's, you know, with some of your favorite treats, or maybe you treat yourself to some new clothes once you lost a little bit of weight. Any of that stuff will make you feel better and it'll feel good throughout your milestones. So really set milestones, because if you have a bigger goal that you're not achieving to the end of the year, you don't want to wait to the end of the year to celebrate. You really want to celebrate the small changes you're making every day, like working out for 5 to 10 minutes every day for a whole month. That's amazing.
Yeah, personally, I'm a little hard on myself when I don't follow through on what I told myself I was going to do at the beginning of the week, or say at the beginning of a workout phase. But sometimes you really have to go with the flow and realize that we're not all training to be Olympic athletes here, you know, and so the bar isn't as high as we need it to be. Now, some people need to raise the bar higher. That's no question whatsoever. But some of us put the bar a little bit high and we think that it needs to be rigidly high and stay there. But you need to give yourself a little bit of leeway. There are curveballs that life throws you. Like, sometimes you're not going to get enough sleep, and so your workout's going to be shit, and your work ethic's going to be crap, and all these other things. And so you have to forgive yourself for it. You have to give yourself that leeway and just know that you're going to bounce back. Same thing with nutrition. Sometimes you're going to slip up, but having the rigid mentality could lead to that all or nothing. So you slip up and like, oh, well, I might as well just have a whole day of crappy eating because I had one crappy meal. That's not the thing. You allow yourself to slip up. You don't judge yourself for it, and you get right back on track.
Totally. And last on our list is to focus more on the habits needed to achieve the goal rather than overly focus on the goal itself. So that's why you write down your goal, you write down the action plan and the habits within that action plan, and really focus on achieving those habits, because the goal's nice, you set that there, but if you're following through on the habits and all that, you're going to end up in such a better place than you would if you weren't doing all those new habits that you're setting for yourself each month. So don't stress too much about, you know, hitting the perfect number of that goal. It's really about changing your habits in the long run, and you'll reap the benefit of that even if you don't hit the exact goal you wanted.
Right.
So now we're going to share some of our resolutions for the year. So my main one within business is to really grow my TikTok. If I'm being specific here, I would set a specific goal of tripling my following by the end of the year. So that would be hitting a minimum of 150,000 followers. Now, again, you know, I'm setting that up specifically, but I don't like to be too focused on the follower number and really focus on the quality of content. And if I'm being helpful to as many people as possible, so that's within my habits. So some of the habits I'm starting in the new year to achieve that goal by the end of the year is to post TikTok videos 5 to 7 days a week. I was already hitting it like 1 to 3 days a week. So now I'm really upping my content. So I'll get the practice in there and I'll keep getting out helpful new information almost every day. And another thing I'm doing to support that goal is I'm actually taking a chef course. It's about 3 months. It's 3 hours every week. So I'm really taking that to expand my knowledge when it comes to cooking, get more creative with recipes, and just feel more confident on video when I'm cooking different things after I'm done taking this chef course. So those are a few things I'm doing to help support my TikTok goal. Sharing it with you guys, I'm telling Chris, I'm talking to everyone, you know, also brainstorming with friends to strategize, you know, what types of content do perform well on TikTok and serve people there. So my more personal goal when it comes to my personal life is to get pregnant this year. Chris and I are really excited about that. And a few things that I need to work on to make sure I'm set up for success, you know, with pregnancy and having the kid is, you know, knowing how to chillax a little bit more and not work too hard into the night. And a few things I'm also doing to help that is making sure I'm outsourcing some of my work and I have a team there, which is especially important when I have the kid. I have that set up ready to go. Then also just making sure I have a good night routine going. Chris and I like to play games or watch some stuff and really just following through on that and not working too late into the evening. Cause also if the more stress you have, the harder it can be for you to get pregnant and stuff. So that's one area to focus on if that's your goal. And just following through on a lot of my already healthy habits of sleep. You know, I added in some red light therapy this year. So yeah, just excited about that goal in 2021.
Yeah, I love it. Most people are like, I want to be more productive this year. You're like, I need to be less productive because because I need to give more time and to myself as a person and less time to the business, because you're kind of prepping yourself for sharing your time with a baby, which is funny. It's like, you know, I'm not saying it's unrelatable, but it's not exactly the same goal as everybody else's.
Well, there's also, I think some people might want to be more productive during the day. And let me know if I'm talking to you, but you still don't know, you know, you still don't have time to relax. Like you're, even though you're sitting there, maybe you don't really feel relaxed. Maybe you come home and you turn on the news and it's your chill time, but you're stressed out.
Yeah.
So again, I think people can relate to really setting up time and doing relaxing activities that really bring down your cortisol. Mm-hmm. And even moms out there, you know, maybe making a little time for you, or like, how can you fit that in or get a little more help?
Especially because it's going to be non-existent once that kid comes, you know?
Don't tell me that.
So I'm just saying, like, it could, not only is it getting you ready for that, but it's making sure you get it in before that happens, right?
That's a good point.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's another thing, which reminds me of like, we're getting some vacations in, we're getting some traveling in before that, because it's going to be put to a halt. So for my goals for 2021, I want to get back down to around like 12-13% body fat. So that's my physical goal.
Chris, a little crazy.
while maintaining the same muscle mass that I have right now, which is a little bit difficult, but I want to try to do that. So that's my physical goal. As far as personal, I want to try to meditate at least 4 times a week. And I want to pretty much have that during the weekday, you know, like Monday through Thursday, and have them consecutive. I want to sauna every single day. Ooh. So that's, I've been good this year. I've done it every day this year so far. And also the red light therapy, because we got the red light. Amanda got me one of those for Christmas. So I want to do both of those biohacks a day. And then I also want to make sure that specifically in terms of a nighttime routine that I'm doing all of the following. So shutting down from electronics at a specific time. And so that would be like 9:30 at the latest for me. It's a little earlier for Amanda because her bedtime is a little earlier than mine. And then wearing the red light the blue light filter glasses. Also reading, because I have a tendency to keep wanting to read things that are nonfiction and towards our business, right? So like health, fitness, things like that. But that keeps my brain going about what I need to do. And so I want to read more fiction books, which I'm not good at reading. I don't read much fiction. I've read some classics and things like that. But for the most part, I'm kind of obsessed with just attaining knowledge, right? And I need to train myself to get into the fantasy realm, the fiction realm, and just kind of let my imagination roam a little bit at night and not consume anything that's going to keep my cortisol level raised.
That helps me tremendously. But I'm assuming, so those are all the habits you're putting in place to support your overarching year of the end goal to get better sleep.
Yeah, the main goal is to sleep better. And right. So, because I mean, all the different benefits for that, for, you know, growth hormone and stress reduction and adrenal health the next day, all that kind of thing. So like I said, I mean, most of the things I talked about were habits that I'm trying to put in place, but the overall goal at the end is stress management and better sleep.
Absolutely. I love that. And, you know, I'll watch it play out, hopefully.
Yeah, Amanda's going to be my accountability buddy. And
such an interesting name.
And then professionally, I would say that I just want to prioritize getting our ebook out this year. You know, I even told Amanda, I unplugged our PlayStation this morning, put it on the kitchen counter and put a note on top of it and said, hide this before I change my mind.
I thought that was a great note.
Yeah.
I was way too happy about that too.
Oh, she loves it. She loves not having to compete with PlayStation. So yeah, no, that was another thing that I just had to do. There was too many things to do this year and couldn't justify it anymore. And so it's those small little sacrifices that you have to do, especially at the beginning when you're having problems getting over that hump of doing a small little habit change. Sometimes just wiping that possibility out is the best thing for your first to get over that initial hump.
I couldn't agree more. If you haven't written down your goals for 2021, take out a pen and paper, write them out, write a few action steps underneath them, you know, habits, all of that. Also, after that, write down your why. Why do you want to achieve these goals? What benefit will it bring to you? And get the ball rolling, because we're going to do this. It's going to be a good year. Anyways, thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. We love you guys so much, and we promise to keep bringing you tons of helpful, impactful information. If there's any specific requests you have, you can always DM me at meowmikes, meow, M-E-I-X, and we'll catch you on the next episode. Bye.
See ya.